I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
What the flip was Grandma doing at the sand dunes?
We've had enough of your pranks. This ends now.
Suck it up, Grandma.
By the way, yes. If JC said one thing that made me mad today, what do you think that would be?
Oh, crap.
You say that like there's so many options.
I don't know. Maybe he said something about something that you like and he downed it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was a movie or food.
Mm-hmm.
A food movie?
Mm-hmm.
A movie?
Yes.
Let me guess. It's the song you were just singing.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Beetlejuice?
Yes.
I didn't hear him say anything about
it. We were talking about which horror movie person you like more. And I said probably Leatherface because I've seen that movie more. Or I like that movie. There's been several remakes, but I like that movie. And he said something about Freddy Krueger, and I was like, well, I probably have seen more Freddy Krueger movies just because that's been made more. But Freddy Krueger does not stand the test of time. You cannot watch that movie now and think it's good. It is complete cheeseball. But what is not cheeseball is Beetlejuice, and he disagreed with me, therefore he is dumb and wrong.
Oh, wow. I can't weigh in because I have never seen Freddy Krueger movies or Leatherface. I'm not sure what movies he's in.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I have seen one of those.
With Jessica Biel?
No, I don't think so. I don't know which one it was. I did go to the dollar movies when I think I was a teenager when I went.
I thought you meant now, because there is still a movie store by your house now
no,
that you go to.
Closed.
What?
They closed it down. I know.
I thought it was so iconic whenever I drove past it. Like, I was fangirling a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, there's a movie store that Amy still shops at. They closed it down. They finally admitted defeat.
The dollar movie, like theater, they closed down, but the family video that I rent videos from is still there.
Well, that's the one I was talking about. You don't talk about the dollar movie.
No,
to me.
I did that when I was a teenager. I just said it's gone now.
Anyway, Beetlejuice is coming to theaters next week.
It's exciting.
And I think I want to go, but we're so busy. I don't know if I can squeeze that in before vacation. So
what's wrong with you? first world problem.
As soon as I said it, I was like, man, that's going to sound really, I'm such a bitch. But it's true. I'm busy with stuff, Amy. It might not be busy like other people are busy. Yeah.
Yeah, you were listing them off earlier. You're like, yeah, I need to like cook dinner and shower.
I told it was because I was making fun of Alicia because she binged the whole Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah.
Like in a day and a half. And I'm judging like I don't live and breathe and watch TV for all of my life. I will go to bed and then watch more Netflix on my iPad because my brain's just like, you're not finished yet. So anyway, I was making fun of her and she said, well, you've only seen two episodes. I was like, girl, yeah, I had so much to do yesterday. I had to go to boxing. I had to sign a membership with them. I went to my chiropractic appointment. I went shopping. Then I had to cook dinner and then I had to shower. Like, I'm listing off and it's just normal stuff that every other person does as well. But for me, it's busy.
Yeah, very busy.
That's what I got to do, man.
Yeah.
She's just super busy.
Hold on with all that TV watching.
Yeah. Because I'm so much better than her with my busy daily activities. But I did go to the chiropractor for my first time ever, got an adjustment. And like the whole process, I kept thinking this is really stupid. And I'm sorry. Is it Leary or Weary? Leary. I'm Leary of those types of businesses because like you go after people's insurance and stuff, you know?
Well, not only that, but I always hear people who go to the chiropractor always has to go to the chiropractor. Like they go every week or month or whatever. And it's like, okay, so is it really helping? Because you have to go all the time.
Well, see, exactly. And so the plan that he put me on, he wants me to go 3 days a week. And I was like, absolutely not. That's not going to happen. So I said, I'll go to two this week and then see what happens from there. But I'm not going to be going three times a week. I'm not even, whatever. So I was very skeptical. I'm thinking like, this is just some money grab. And then he popped me. I've never felt so good before in my life.
You have Justin. You like sprawl out on the floor in this.
You make me sound slutty, but yes.
No, well, sorry. It's Justin. But he comes and he pops you. You like breathe deep and he gets like pushes down all his weight on to hear you pop. And you love it. You mm-hmm. do it often.
There is a technique to it. You can't just pop somebody. He's asked me to pop him in return and I can't. You have to know what to do. And I'll try. Like I'm a decent massager. But I can't pop anybody.
So I knew when you were going to a professional that...
You knew I was going to fall in love.
We've lost you forever.
Yeah. He popped me and I'm just like, oh. And I mean, it hurt too. But ever since then, I mean, as soon as I was done, he was like, move this way, lean this way. How do you feel? And I'm just like, pretty amazing. But I want to downplay it because I'm not coming in 3 times a week. I'm not going to do it. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips and I am Lacey G.
She feels like a brand new person is super excited to share. Lacey has been keeping things from me, but that's all about to change.
Ooh. I'm in a really spooky mood.
Spooky season.
Anna's been rubbing off on me because she loves to say spooky season.
But with that S-Z-N. Don't
spooky
spell
season.
Out, yeah, don't spell out season the correct way.
And weekends are usually the best, but mine have been even sweeter because I've gotten some extra time with my girl. I'm talking about Kelly Raspberry, but I've gotten in some quality time with my partner, and her name is...
Amy Nichols.
We have been spending some time together.
Heck yeah.
And it's been great.
It has.
But we spent time together at Kelly Raspberry's swap party.
We did.
Which was fantastic.
It was fun. Oh my gosh, we got so much stuff.
I got so much stuff, and it still has the tags on it. Like, I brought it to my girlfriend's house the next day, and her husband were like, how much did you pay for this? I got Halloween decorations.
It's pretty sweet.
I got brand new clothes for her and for me. I thought I had some more for her, but ends up most of them looked good on me. So that sounds so bad.
No, you get first dibs. You went to the party.
I didn't mean that. I just meant, like, I was getting a bigger size than I normally would. And then she has the bigger boobs, so normally she'd get the bigger stuff.
This is all... Well, I guess not all because you're saying there's a bunch of tags on it. But usually there's, at a swap party, things that are used. And so sometimes they shrink. And so it may be a larger size on the tag. But after you wash it a few times, it shrinks. Whatever. It's like touch my boob.
I look so good in all those clothes. No, what's perfect about them is that they are a little bit bigger. And so that's great for me. I can't be wearing no snug stuff. That's why I passed the snug stuff down onto you. But it was really convenient, too, because I felt like everybody was a certain size. And so almost most of this stuff would go to me and most of the smaller stuff would go to you. And you were so cute because you would get the tiny itty bitty baby stuff.
I did not get it for me. I got it for my daughter, Morgan, and I was specifically said that when I would raise my hand to the extra small junior. Like, I need it for my daughter because I don't want anyone hating on me.
Which was so cute because that's the best way to save face. That's the best way to not make enemies with a bunch of girls who could never. Like, oh, what is that? A small? Nah, I can't. That would fit like my wrist. I can't even. I can't even. What the hell is wrong with me?
We're millennials and it's gross. My dad, I picked him up from the airport the other day. And he's like, okay, I've decided that all females say 3 things. You know, like, oh, shoot, I can't remember the other one. But he was so annoyed by it. I was like, yeah, I say all those.
I say legit a lot.
That's okay.
Everything's legit.
I think it's fine. I think we can say whatever we want to say.
But
we're still young.
I don't say that is legit. I'm just like, I legit did this.
Well, I think if it makes us sound young, then yay.
Except for,
what?
I can't with this word, dope.
You can't.
I hate it.
You can't dope?
No.
I don't think I usually
do. Do you dope?
I don't usually dope. I think I've doped before.
I just hate it. I wrote that on the K-Pod one time to try to sound all young and fresh. And so I wrote dope. This is a dope mix by radio DJs. And you're like, why would you even write that? Because I'm trying to sound cool. Do I sound cute? Amy, I have so much stuff to tell you. And some of this stuff I haven't even already told you yet. Some of it I did blow my load early. Can I say that?
No.
I gave it away.
Don't
early.
Blow your hose all over the place. Is it sick that I like think our bit or
drops
all the time?
No. Is blow your load... Is that offensive? Is that sexual?
I think it certainly is taken that way a lot of the time. I guess it's not 100% of the time. I guess.
Okay. I don't mean blow my load sexually. I just meant that I did not.
Usually, never mind.
Well, I love doing this podcast with you, of course. But sometimes it does suck because I want to tell you something. And then it's like, oh, well, I'd rather just tell you on the podcast and get your actual reaction from it instead of telling you stuff beforehand. But then sometimes I just have to tell you beforehand, even though the stuff that you already know, you're going to be like, that's not even that interesting. I don't know why it's that big of a deal. But I was watching American Horror Story with Jeremy the other day.
Boo. I'm just kidding.
And there was the most grotesque scene. Not a spoiler if you haven't seen it, probably. I don't know. Or don't listen if you're behind. But there was a really grotesque scene where everybody is throwing up everywhere. And it was just like obnoxious. They're getting sick. Everybody's doing it. And every time there's throw up on TV, I can't look. I have to look away. So I'll like think that they're through and I'll look and then they're still throwing it. Ah! And I do that every single time.
Why didn't Jared, if you're watching it with him, why didn't he tell you when it was over?
I don't think he genuinely cares that much. Caring is whenever he threw up in a trash can after his back surgery and he dumped it out himself. That is caring. He made me leave the room and he emptied out the trash can himself. I was going to empty out the trash can because I'm a big girl, but he did it himself. So that is love. He doesn't need to give me warning before throw up on TV. Like, I'm into all this weird crap that we're watching. So if throw up is the worst thing I can't handle. But anyway, so during that scene, it was just so long. And then once it goes to commercial break, I said, do you even realize that every time somebody throws up on TV, I look away? And he goes, well, yeah, I've been with you almost a quarter of my life. Of course I know that. And then that blew my mind because I started doing math.
Okay, so have you been drinking during this episode?
I don't think so. So I thought about it for a minute and I'm trying to realize how this makes sense, how I've been with him for a quarter of his life. Because I thought a quarter was 25 or 15. Because 25 cents is a quarter and 15 is a quarter of an hour.
Yes.
And then Jeremy stopped. He didn't even ask me if I was kidding or not. But he stopped the TV and was like, sweetie, a quarter is a fourth. I've been with you for a fourth of my life. And I said, oh, you're almost 40. Because I ain't doing 39. I cannot figure that out. You're almost 40. Half of 40 is 20. Half of 20 is 10. So I have been with you for almost a quarter.
Yes. Yeah, see, I knew you would get there. I knew you would.
I'm not quite sure that I knew that a quarter was a fourth, though.
Well, sure. I mean, like a percentage? Like a quarter of a piece of, or a quarter of a pie would be, a piece of pie would be a fourth of it.
But I would call it a fourth. If we're going to do pies, I wouldn't say, give me a quarter. Give me a, speak my talk. I don't know what that means. Give me a quarter.
I think you would have gotten there. You don't give yourself enough credit.
I told my friends this weekend and my girlfriend had my back. She was like, I don't think I would know. And her husband was like, y'all are probably the two stupid, most stupid people I know.
Now, I had a really hard time understanding time in school. Like, I was super old. I didn't get the 15 meaning a quarter. So I get it. I understand you struggling with it. But I got there eventually. Mm-hmm. I was super old. And you got there, too. We're not dumb.
I'm not saying I'm not dumb. You're saying we're not dumb. So, also, we just had our house anniversary, and it was 4 years since we got married at our house. And we had to get married at our house because we went to Ireland to get married, and legally, we can't get married there. And there was just a lot of hoops to go through. So, legally, we got married at our house. This chick I know showed up drunk and married us, so that was great. But it really was a good time. I just had to lie to Jeremy because he was mad that she was drunk. And I was like, she's not drunk. She just had a little bit to drink.
I don't think he believed you.
She was wasted. But I was telling Jeremy happy house anniversary, happy house anniversary. And then later that day, I told him, because normally we don't celebrate this anniversary. This is not, it's the real day we legally got married, but we celebrate the one with the wedding dress in Ireland. I don't remember the date. It just happens to be in my calendar. If it wasn't for that, I could not tell you when it is. Well, my girlfriend who came to my house wedding always remembers and texts me happy anniversary. Well, she didn't text me that day. And I jokingly told her later, I was like, I can't believe you forgot. This is the only time you've ever forgotten. She normally reminds me. And then she was like, today's not the day. Oh, crap, it is. I'm so sorry. So I was telling Jeremy later that night, I'm like, Vanessa forgot our house anniversary for the first time ever. He goes, why does Vanessa know our house anniversary? Because she was here, babe.
Wait.
He had no idea the entire time. He thought my house anniversary was the anniversary of the time that we bought the house.
Okay, so when you first started your story, I was going to throw in wedding house wedding anniversary, but that's the point. Oh, my goodness.
And I guess because he had texted me earlier whenever I told him it was our house wedding anniversary. I might have just said house. I think I was saying house anniversary the whole time. But anyway, whenever I said that to him, he said, what's it been, 5 years? And I was just like, shut up. Because, I mean, we have been together for a long time. I don't know. I get it if he doesn't know how many years we've been married. But no. And we've owned our house for longer than that, too. He was off all the way around. But he had no idea.
So was it even the same time of year that y'all got the house or closed on the house?
I don't know. I don't celebrate that one either. So I have no idea.
Oh, guys are not good with that anyways. Wait a second. He's good with stats for sports.
Yeah.
That's no excuse.
Oh, yeah. That's all he talks about now.
So quick on him. Sorry, Jeremy.
He keeps talking to me about fantasy football, and I'm like, this is such a great conversation. I'm really glad you're talking to me right now. That's the way I get him. I just act over enthusiastic. I'm so invested in what you're talking about right now, babe. I love that you're having this conversation with me. That'll make him stop. Maybe if I was nicer to him, he would remember our anniversary.
The house wedding anniversary.
Okay, but big things happened over the weekend. And I know that I was too excited that we were talking a lot this weekend. But I went to go visit my in-laws at in Paris, Texas, at this shooting event. And I don't know what they call it. It's called SAS, but I don't know what SAS stands for. But what they do, they get dressed up and go and shoot stuff. So they shoot like targets, and it all has to do with who's the fastest shooter. They go by these cowboy names.
So it's not a reenactment of like the Revolutionary War
no,
or anything?
Okay, no.
I misunderstood.
Okay. No, it's completely about shooting targets. That's okay. What the whole thing is. So you want to be the fastest, the best. There's rules to it, and there's all these different categories, and they always win like belt buckles. And it's so cute. My in-laws go by Cassidy Jane and Jeb Stewart.
Oh my goodness.
That's their little country
that
names.
Is cute.
I know. And they're adorable. It's all older people, but I'm glad that they're involved in stuff that they what am I trying to say?
You're glad that they're happy and they're involved in something.
Yeah, I'm glad that they have activities and they're passionate about stuff. So we go down there and we see them. And I started looking at somebody. Jeremy's like, what are you doing? And I said, Jeremy, that's my grandma.
Now, are we talking about the one that is no longer with
us? Oh, yeah. She's been dead for a while. She's been super dead. So I start looking. She looked like my grandmother. She looked like Doe. She was dark-haired, beautiful. I just knew. I felt this connection to her. And I was like, that. And I mean, I'm not stupid. That's not my grandma reincarnated. I know she's not legit my grandmother.
But you always feel a connection.
But she was really pretty and she looked a lot like my grandmother. And so I kept looking at her and she was dressed so pretty too. She had this big hat on and it had flowers in it. And she was wearing an orange dress. It was so pretty. So she walked by and I was like, here's my moment.
Oh, no.
And I was like, hi, you look so pretty. Can I see your eyes?
Was Jeremy embarrassed? Please tell me he walked away from you. Josh would like totally start running in the opposite direction if I acted like that towards someone.
She was wearing sunglasses and we're outside and I wanted to see her eyes because she looked like my grandmother. I wanted to see if she looked like my grandmother with her glasses off. She did not ask any questions. She just took her glasses off and let me look at her eyes. And I said, you are so pretty. You remind me of my grandmother. And then she started saying, well, I'm probably old enough to be your grandmother and this and this. And I didn't want it to be an old thing. And I was going to say, no, my grandma died a long time ago. But then I thought that wasn't appropriate yeah. either.
I'm glad you didn't go there.
So I just left it off. But she was really nice. She did get me, though, because I asked her what her name was. And she looked down at her name tag and she said, Ombre Rose. And I was like, man, my grandmother would really tell me her real name. She wouldn't give me her little fake cowboy name. But all right, it's cool. Everybody goes by their fake names here. It's not a big deal.
So did you have a name tag too?
No.
Because you weren't participating.
Yeah, because okay. I'm not in the tournament.
All right.
No, I introduce people with my real name. Not. but she was really nice. That was all of our interaction, was that. Now, later she was sitting down eating. And we were getting ready to walk by and Jeremy goes, don't you dare accost her. She's eating. And so I was nice. I didn't say anything, but I walked by and she goes, hey, it's you again. Hey, good to see you.
Aww.
So I thought that was really sweet. And then we're at the awards ceremony and I could see her. She's three rows behind me. So every once in a while, I'd look back and I'd kind of have to scoot over.
You're sick.
To see her.
You're sick.
And Jeremy was like, what are you planning? What are you planning? But I was like, I just wanted to make sure she's close by because I wanted to go talk to her more. But she ended up leaving after the awards ceremony and I didn't see her. No, I did not see her again. Now, I did tell my in-laws that to please tell Ombre Rose that I love her and thank you for being so nice. And my mother-in-law sent me a picture of her yesterday and said, this sweet lady came up to me and said how nice you and Jeremy were and that she enjoyed meeting you.
Aww.
And she sent me a picture of my grandmother, Ombre Rose. I sent it to my brother and my mom and I was like, that's a doe lookalike, right? And or a doe double is what I was calling her. And they said yes.
Aww.
Yeah, but she looked a lot like my grandmother, and she was really sweet.
I love that. So you didn't hold hands, or you didn't sit in
No, I didn't hug her. I was trying to be cool. I was stalking her hardcore, but I was trying to be cool about it.
Because you didn't want to embarrass yourself or anyone.
Just because I didn't know if she felt the same way. She probably has kids and grandkids, and she doesn't need any more. Like, sometimes I solicit my friends for their grandparents, and she's like, no, my grandma doesn't even like me. She's not looking for more kids. So I try to be calm. I don't want to be weird. But I know Jeremy was texting you the whole time.
He was. And man, my gift game was so solid.
What did you send me whenever I told you I saw my dark-headed Marilyn Monroe grandmother? What did you send me?
I sent three good ones because everything good comes in threes. I sent you a gif of all the Marilyn Monroe famous pics, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent you an old lady taking off her sunglasses, which was so perfect. And then I sent you Marilyn Monroe on the stretcher, dead.
It was a body bag coming out. And I showed Jeremy and I was like, man, Amy's gift game's strong. I'm not even mad that she's sending me dead gifts about my grandmother. So then you and Jeremy are texting back and forth and Jeremy's telling you, I'm having to keep an eye on Lacey, make sure she doesn't go accost some old lady. And your response to him was perfect. Do you remember what you responded?
I don't. What was it? Should I look it up? I said, tell her to lock it up.
He thought that was hilarious. He's like, Amy knows that I say that to you. I'm like, yeah, babe.
Yeah, after she was trying to drown her, or me, or whatever. I can't talk about myself in the third person. It's too confusing.
Yeah, I thought that was perfect. Then I did something cool with my girlfriend. Well, first, I missed a reunion that I think that I should have gone to, but I got too involved in my day. in what I was doing that day.
Was it an old friend?
It was a lot of old friends meeting up. There was a reunion at a place that I used to work at. And old veterans could eat there for cheap or free as long as you prove that you used to work there. Do you have any guesses?
I don't know. I mean, I have guesses. Should I start with just start listing them off?
Yeah.
Hooters?
Yes. There was a old Hooter girls eat free. You just have to prove that you worked there.
So how do you prove? I guess like with an old picture?
Name tag, but I had pictures.
Okay.
But ends up my old boss went. So I wouldn't have had to do anything.
Yeah.
But
you would have really loved that.
And I didn't want to go because I'm like, man, I'm feeling the pressure because you got to look good. I mean, it's been 15 freaking years since we've worked there, you know, but a lot of them still look pretty good. And probably the most notorious one was there, which I'm friends with her, so she's not intimidating to me. But
yeah.
My friend Amber is now married to country star Granger Smith. And so Amber's beautiful. She's an actress. She's always like at CMT Awards red carpet with him and
wow.
Everything. And her husband Granger was performing in Fort Worth that night. So all the girls met up and then went out afterwards. And I already had plans with my friends Jason and Vanessa, but I met them whenever I worked at Hooters. So I was like, man, that'd be fun if y'all want to go. Well, then Vanessa and I started shopping. We were doing Halloween shopping and fall shopping, and we just got involved in the day and ended up leaving pretty late. So we decided, man, we already had nice plans. Vanessa was cooking dinner. We ended up doing something fun at her house, so we ended up not going. And then I saw it was a very small group. Yeah, I saw it was a very small group that went, and I was still friends with most of them. So they wouldn't have been as intimidating. Like, I already know how hot you are. But you still got to look pretty. And I wasn't feeling pretty.
I'm sorry.
That's not why. I mean, I didn't go because instead, Vanessa and I went craft shopping.
Ooh.
And there was a wreath that I was wanting to make. It's an it wreath. Well, we go to Michael's. That was our downfall right there. Because we go to Michael's, then we spend
hours.
Yeah.
And big bucks,
yeah,
too.
We spent a long time in Michael's shopping. I found some creepy clown dolls. And as I'm checking out, the old lady cashier next to me.
Did she look like your grandmother?
Oh, girl, even better than that. The old lady next to me, she was looking and she saw my two little creepy clown dolls. And she goes, oh, my gosh, those are cute. I said, did you just say cute? I think you understand me. Yeah, I wanted to adopt her, but I was already busy. I was missing a reunion and everything. I couldn't be hanging out with her. But I decided instead of doing creepy, I decided to go for cute. So I made...
That's not you. That's not Halloween.
I made a Day of the Dead wreath.
Oh, my God. No, that's not cute. That's... I mean, it is very cute, but I mean, it's not, I thought you were going to do like happy clowns or something. No, this is so awesome.
Well, what changed it for me was the bouquet that I found down there, which is kind of,
yeah.
It's dark colors. It's dark red, purple, black.
Did you decorate the skeletons?
No. Skeletons came like that.
Oh, I love this.
Everything else I did though. The
How
ribbon.
Fun.
Yeah. So I decided... Once I found that bouquet, I was like, ooh, I really like this bouquet and I want to incorporate that in somewhere. So that's why I ended up doing Day of the Dead instead of doing creepy clown mask.
Oh, I love it. And you have the creepy clown.
Yes.
In your house.
Yes.
So you're good there.
So then I would like go hide it at my friend's house and her husband would come around the corner and there's some creepy ass clown staring at him.
No. That's great.
So yeah, so that was my weekend.
I watched football because I'm a great wife. I really don't have any other reason other than I'm just really, really awesome. I ate most of the time. I was
yes.
in the kitchen eating a lot. So, and then I don't know what else I did.
Is there any kind of reunion that you wish would happen that you would go to?
I will definitely go to Josh's 20-year high school reunion that's coming up, I think, next year. Just because we didn't go to school together and we don't have any friends. So it's going to be great to meet his old ones. But other than that, I went to my 10-year. I don't care about seeing anybody that I've ever worked with before.
Because you used to work at a bank.
Worked at a bank. I didn't keep in contact with any of those people. I couldn't even find them on Facebook if I wanted to.
Papados, but you got the best part of Papados with you.
I do. And, I mean, I worked with his whole family. That was my Papado crew. So.
Oh.
Yeah. They all worked there, except for one.
She would like some space sometimes. That's a reunion that's never quit.
I don't know. Whenever I went from middle school to high school, I went to a private school. So I didn't keep in contact with any of those middle school friends. So it would be nice to meet up with them at some point. But sometimes I think, do they even remember me? But other than that, yeah, I can pass. I'm just not good socially. I think maybe one day I'll get there. I'm just so awkward.
I'm awkward too.
It's the hellos and goodbyes. I'd rather just like appear, boom, and then disappear. But
after we were leaving my in-laws, like, I'm horrible at goodbyes too. But I say the best part of saying goodbye is saying it multiple times. So I'm the worst. Like, I will give you 5 hugs out the door. And kisses. But I mean, I won't see them again till December.
Yeah.
But Jeremy was like, are you not getting the hint? Like, they're walking us towards the door. Like,
they love your hug.
But I mean, we're just standing there. So I'm like, oh, we ain't walking out just yet. Give me another hug. You come here. You give me another hug.
I like people like that, though, because then it makes it less awkward for me, you know?
Because then you can just slink away. Yeah. Where's Amy? She's in the car.
I mean, if you're like taking the initiative of saying bye 25,000 times, then I don't have to. It's not on me. Well, you're talking about your grandmothers, and I saw this thing on. It's not really an article, I guess.
Granny?
What?
You saw my grandmothers?
What?
You know my joke. Whenever.
Yeah, I know your joke.
Okay, that's it. Granny? Is that you?
It was a grandpa.
Okay, moving on. Fell. Moving on.
Anyways, it's a YouTube video, and there was this prank they played on their grandpa, their own family, and I just felt like it was too far. It was sad, and I felt bad about it. I don't know. Maybe you feel differently. You might think it's really funny. I don't have the audio because I suck, but I can tell you. I don't even know if the audio would be good. I'll tell you. So they did this cat food prank,
mm-hmm.
And they planned on pranking him. They took the label off, and it was chicken beef flavored cat food. And they like took the camera behind him so that he wouldn't suspect something. And he actually went for thirds. Like, he kept going and going and didn't realize that it was cat food. And they just laughed. They laughed at him, and they were feeding him non-human food.
So what did he think it was?
I guess just, I mean, it is chicken and beef. So maybe it's okay.
I'm skeptical. I have to see the video. I'm skeptical. If they did that is completely wrong.
It's terrible.
Like, I think you could get in trouble for that. Because can't you get in trouble? Like, somebody got in trouble for, what, putting X-Lax in brownies and feeding it to a coworker?
Yeah, but see, this is actual food, I think. So I don't know. But still, I just feel like it's a terrible thing to do. Because he could be senile, I think. I mean, he was old looking. Not like cute granny that you have.
Had. It's okay. I pick up several along the way. It's not a problem.
Anyway, so I just thought it was just too far. And, you know, I was trying to think of maybe some pranks that I have done that mm-hmm. have been too far. And I guess I'm not fun. I guess I'm not fun, or maybe I'm too honest. But so the time... we told me and Josh, hey, we're getting married. Also, we have a second baby on the way. Surprise. It wasn't expected. They thought we were pranking them. It wasn't a prank. Like every person of the giant family he has and giant family I have, we told everyone and they thought it was a big prank, but nope.
Was it on April Fool's Day?
No.
See, now I do think that that's genius though. I know somebody who announced that she was pregnant with twins on April Fool's Day, and she was, because joking about that is not funny. That's something that's not allowed anymore. That is such a usual April Fool's joke mm-hmm. to be, I'm pregnant. And then that hurts a bunch of people's feelings. Yeah. Kelly Raspberry personally had to struggle with fertility issues. So, I mean, that's not funny because you don't know what other people are dealing with. But the woman who announced it on April Fool's Day and then really was, I thought that was genius.
That is cute. And then, people will get offended because it's, you know, it's really
insensitive.
Yeah, it's insensitive. I think earlier this week it was Infant Loss Awareness Day or something like that. And it was the exact same day that the royal family announced that they were having,
that they were pregnant?
Yeah, Meghan and Harry. And they tried for 2 months. Like, keep that business to yourself. You know, let's like, woohoo, it was so easy for us. And it was Infant Loss Awareness Day.
Well, okay. I don't know. I'm only speaking off the top of my head, but national, wouldn't that just be U.S.?
Oh,
like, it's not worldly.
I guess and that's true.
Those holidays, now, that's not a stupid holiday, but they do have National Pancake Day. With Butter Day.
U.S. was reporting, like, it was the top story yesterday. So, yeah. I mean, that's still insensitive of us. Mm-hmm. Like, why aren't we talking about... Oh, well, also, it is Pancake Day. So who told everyone that it was infant? I don't know. Anyways, I just thought it was a little insensitive.
Yeah, I can see that. But I don't think the intent was there.
No. And they announced it only because people were suspecting from their wedding earlier that week.
I had read that people were suspicious of her. So she did have to go ahead and say it. They're on a different level, though. I'm not mad at them for that. The media, it's not the media's fault either. Who am I, Donald Trump?
It's no one's fault.
The media should have known better than to be talking about it that day.
Well, I do pranks every year for Josh's birthday because his birthday is April 1st and April Fool's, sorry. And I've told before everything that I've done before. So I didn't know if maybe you had done a prank that maybe had gone too far, or maybe it was really funny.
No, I'm really bad at pranking. I wouldn't prank, but sometimes I would try to scare Jeremy. So like I'm hiding behind the door or I'm here and I'm doing this. And then I'd pop up, and he has almost hit me a couple of times. So I had to stop that because just like how Trey reacted whenever Justin approached him in a Michael mask, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you think that there's an intruder or something, then yeah, I can't get mad at you. Now, he has never hit me, but, you know, I had to duck and dodge a couple times before I learned my lesson. Don't be scaring him.
Yeah, I have been hit before in my sleep. He was sleep punching, I guess. Can you use that as a term?
Yes, I think you can hold that up in court. I'll allow it. I did read about this other horrible prank that went wrong, where the girl was in Nashville at a haunted house and somebody comes up to her with a knife and she assumed this person worked there. I don't know what they were wearing, but this guy came up and handed her a knife and was like, stab him, stab him, stab him. And so she stabbed her friend and assumed it was a prank knife. They're at a haunted house and stabbed him and even told him, haha, gotcha.
That is
told her friend that
crazy
until she realized that there was blood on the knife and that she had legit, there's that word, stabbed him.
It gives me the goosebumps.
Yeah.
Josh wants to go. I heard that earlier too. And Josh wants to go to a haunted house this year. And I don't know if I want to. We went last year and had a lot of fun, but I just don't know. Hearing stories like that. I can't
still
do it.
In.
You are.
I'm still in.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would just hope that wouldn't happen or I wouldn't fall for it. I don't know why I like haunted houses because I'm such a baby whenever I go through them. I hold on and scream and I'm an easy target. I'm such a screamer and I don't know why. but you just get that react, you know? It's because you know there's something there and you're just waiting. Like, if you try to surprise me and scare me, I'm going to have zero reaction, probably, hopefully. Hopefully I won't cry. But if I know there's something there and your goal is to come out and get me, then it just terrifies me.
I just don't know if I can do it.
I'm a little scaredy pants, but I still love haunted houses. I wouldn't go to the ones that are real, like real situations.
Yeah, and there's, I've heard a lot of people talk about it in the office. There's one, I think it's in California, and it's like super extreme, where you have to sign all these confidentiality papers, and they're like waterboarding people. It's like torture.
Yeah.
Hard
out on that one.
That is not fun. The end.
Do not sign me up for that. So are you for or against the pranking? Have you had to take a stand?
I'm okay with pranking. I don't like to be pranked personally. And I don't think it should go too far.
I don't think it should go too far, for sure. But
it always escalates, though. That's the problem when you start.
I do like the scare, though. But then I trip myself out because I'll scare people down the hallway. And then, like, for 3 weeks, I'm looking behind my back. And I'm just, did you see how far I turned, too? That was that chiropractor right there. But, yeah,
wow.
I know. I almost
like
did an exorcism, which you wouldn't get that reference.
I understand that.
Okay. Yeah, but then I trip myself out, and I'm, like, looking behind my shoulder all day, every day.
After Justin scared us with the Michael Myers mask, I came into work, I think, for the next 3 days, and I was, like, ready, but nothing happened. It was very disappointing.
See, I forgot about that, so he could have gotten me. I felt really bad, especially because I watched Halloween, Rob Zombie's Halloween, the night before, and then I come into work, and it's pitch black dark, and he comes out in a Michael mask and scares me, and I had zero reaction, like nothing.
You laughed, didn't you?
Yeah, like a minute later. It's because it takes me a minute to process stuff. Like, you can't just surprise me, because then I'm like, oh, did you just surprise me? Like, my brain just doesn't work quickly like that.
That's okay.
But I felt like I wasn't a team player.
I thought you did great. It's not your fault. Your gut reaction is not is not your fault.
My gut reaction's like, what? What is this? But so we're not going to go to a haunted house this year.
No.
I'm running out of time.
Yeah, you're just so busy.
All right. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts. I struggle every time I say that.
It's okay. You sound like a professional. You can muster through. I'm very proud of you. And while you were there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave us a comment, some nice words, see how well I did on that. That would be very great as well. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. And before we sign off, we're going to tease next week.
Ooh, it's going to be our spooky Halloween special.
And we're going to do Halloween costumes, Google, and goggle. And we'll explain more on that later. In the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Halloween's my favorite holiday because you don't have to celebrate it with your family.